Administration Committee meeting, Wednesday, June 20th, 2018. Myself, Alderman Wolschewski, Alderman Funkhauser, and Alderman Boettcher, staff and administrator are here. We don't have any citizens' comments. No one likes our meeting. Minutes for correction or approval for May 17th, 2018. Any comments, corrections, or good? That was presented. New business, admin 2018-47, the monthly budget report for May 2018.
So this one reads nicely because it's the start of the fiscal year from a cash flow basis. Since we do our audit on an accrual basis, the $210,000 municipal sales tax number that's listed under May 18 is actually for March state receipts. So that's February consumer purchases. And that will represent the 11th month out of 12 in fiscal year 18. So there's one more that'll show up next month that'll be booked to fiscal year 18. Interestingly, we had a little bit of a turnaround the past few months. So the 210, we had actually expected that dollar amount to be 200,000. So it beat expectations by 10 grand, which is like the third or fourth month in a row that we had five-digit outperformance of expectations. And then the April figures, which will show up next month, came in at 252,000. We had expected 253,000. So right on target, basically. My preliminary then tallying, and Rob will certify it at some later date, is that we ended fiscal year 18 with $3.002 million. We were anticipating at one point or another that we were going to be like 2.8, like high 2.8s. And so we had a pretty big turnaround second half of the year. And we had budgeted at the beginning of the year when we were planning for like 3% growth or whatever for 3.012. So we missed our budget dollar amount from a year and a half ago by 10 grand, which is nothing. So,
what we're expecting.
It's crazy. I looked back through several years worth of data, and the changes in the fluctuations per month have not been that different than what had been observed like years prior ever. So that's basically all I do. I just take a historical analysis of each month, figure out where it is relative to all the other months, and then map it out based on our own growth expectations.
So where do we have a big spike at?
Basically right after Christmas. So Christmas wasn't particularly great. I mean, it was like normal. And then right afterwards, it just started to turn around.
Maybe people got better tax returns than they thought they were going to.
Could be, yeah.
It was tracking about 80 basis points, and all of a sudden it jumped back up to 2%, yeah. And then we are just 10 grand short of budget, which is great.
When you get that those figures, do you see what stores are, like, do you get a breakdown where, like, what stores are coming in?
We
is it, like,
do, but not until months after this report is received.
We're going to lose sticks here, yeah. And I was just wondering, like, how's that going to affect?
Yeah, we're going to get a triannual, we get a triannual report, and I believe we're expecting one in the next month or so.
Really any day now. We should be for the first 4 months of the new year.
Okay, so that'll be, you know, a couple months to worry, but we'll be able to take a look. We can't comment on individual businesses. I will say that it is not a material dollar amount, which is good news. You know, it'll be something that we'll take into account. You know, it'll be fractions of a percentage point. But it's not, you know, F.E. Wheaton when they left and we're $800,000 on a $2.5 million total.
Right.
Or, you know, even a couple hundred thousand dollars. It's always been a modest dollar amount. It's somewhere in the middle of the center. You know, it's a modest generator in town.
Yeah.
So, and we do know that the realtor, the types of businesses that they're looking to bring in just based on other businesses in town, if they're successful, might actually end up generating more sales tax, which I found interesting. So I compared a couple, you know, similar uses. So,
do you have an idea who they're looking at? If they, like, is it something that's in Oswego? I wonder if we could get something a little different. You can go to Dick's in Oswego.
Sure.
That's what they're thinking too.
I know that they are casting a very wide net, but the entities that have already expressed interest, I believe a couple of them are in Oswego and a couple of them are not. So,
it'd just be nice to get something different so we can pull their people in.
Exactly.
And they can come shop here.
Yep.
Cool. Okay, any comments or questions?
I just want to ask, you said you look into that, the sales tax numbers. Do you have that? Is it easy to pull that and just kind of chart that?
Yeah. You want to see
basically
like
two
historical
lines. Historical, yeah. What we've projected,
mm-hmm.
and then what it actually was.
Yeah.
I mean, if you could do that, that'd be great just to see that trending, because I know we talk about it. You know, we talk about it annually, but then
yep.
to hear it monthly, that'd be kind of interesting to see.
Right? Sure.
It doesn't have to be monthly, but...
No, we have it monthly. I had mapped it out on like a giant 11 by 17 years ago and haven't updated it since then. But I mean, all those numbers are just
a
data point in a spreadsheet. Yeah.
Is there a way too, when you get that, we can get an idea like what our, like our, like you would put like Menards and
mm-hmm.
Home Depot together, what that kind of a store versus like a grocery store? Is there a way to do that without...
You can make some representations as long as you group enough like-minded businesses together. So generally, it's like a rule of five.
Okay.
So, you know, we might be able to say, like, if we had five home improvement stores that were all generally
okay.
the same dollar amount, we know how much
what
it is.
What prevents us just there for their privacy?
From releasing it? State law.
Oh,
yeah.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah,
so
we agree.
Something we pull,
yeah.
you know, your Target, your Jewel, probably, like, your corner liquor stores, because they... Things that sell the same kind of commodities for the most part probably would have to lump some together.
We really don't have five of
yeah.
being far-fetched to put
yeah, you probably have to pull some of the other.
Yeah.
yeah. You can typically, well, we do it for sales tax sharing. Like Kendall Marketplace has like 10, probably,
mm-hmm.
10 or 12. So you can group all those together and say like the average business in Kendall Marketplace is
oh,
generating
okay.
X dollar
mm-hmm.
amounts.
Right.
You could probably do it with gas stations. Like I could talk generally about how much gas stations
mm-hmm.
are. And there are groupings within the law. It's like household goods, like lumber and building materials, clothing and apparel that automatically get calculated, and that report gets sent over to the state, I believe, triannually, too, or maybe it's only annually.
I think they do it every quarter, but actually that's in the audit.
Okay.
In the stats section, and annual numbers are
yeah.
by calendar year.
We can pull some of that.
I'm just curious.
You can see years ago when F.E. Wheaton went away, our building numbers had bottomed out for a little
yeah.
while, but then they kind of picked back up because
mm-hmm.
people then, I think, just went and started going to Menards. And then when
yeah.
building took off, it really was just like a direct
mm-hmm.
substitute. So.
Okay. I was just curious.
Yeah.
Anything else on that one?
No, not unless anybody else has any questions.
We're good? Okay. Let's go on to two, admin 2018-48, the monthly treasurer's report for May 2018.
Well, as you can see, because it's the first month of the fiscal year, the fund balance numbers have gone away just for this month, but they'll be returning within the next month or so once we kind of get some preliminary numbers for fiscal year ending fund balance for all the funds, and then we can project out how well we think fiscal year ending 19 fund balance will be for this report. So. For the month ending May 31st, 2018, we had year-to-date revenues of $1,887,891 and year-to-date expenses of $1,659,979.
Okay, comments or questions on that? Okay, consent agenda for that? The bill for admin 2018-50, bills for payment. Any questions on that? On the bill list?
Cash
I'm sorry, I marked it off. I'm doing a Joel. Admin 2018-49 cash statement for April 2018. I should have known Rob like looked at it like, where are you going, Jamie? Caught you like, where am I?
This is the, as always, the cash statement for period ending April 30th, 2018. Cash is on the front page and then investments are on the second page.
Comments or questions on the cash statement for April? Okay, we're good with that.
Just for clarification on the treasurer's report, Rob, do you think you can get that done tomorrow for this 6/26 meeting, or do you want to just do that July 10th?
Treasurer's report for?
City Council.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, you're talking about this treasurer's
yeah.
report? Yeah, I can go on, sure.
Okay. So we'll try to get it on the June 26th agenda.
Cash statements.
Correct.
Well, let's go to bill payment admin 2018-50 bills for payment. Questions on the bill list? Okay, get on the agenda for FYI. 5, admin 2018-51 monthly website report for May 2018.
The report is in your packet. We are on trend to go up high again for total visits during the summer months when we have a lot of events and activities going on. We did notice the same high post for both Parks and Recreation and the City of Yorkville's Facebook site, which is the water feature that was open for a really hot Memorial Day weekend for both Facebook sites. But other than that, we did have a high download to the draft suicide awareness proclamation. So the word is getting out there that's available on our website.
Any comments or questions on this? All right. Let's go to admin 2018-52, prevailing wage ordinance.
We have to do this every year. We basically take the prevailing wages as set by the state and adopt them for our region for public works projects that require it.
Comments or questions on this?
The only one is the pipe fitters. It's off by a dollar. I know, because I just got a raise.
Yeah, the pipe fitter just got a raise.
Yeah. Literally last week.
Yes.
So the foreman and the one each should be a dollar more.
Okay. We'll take a look at that on the state website.
See if it's changed.
Yep.
Good.
June 1st.
I mean, they're gonna pay it anyways.
Yeah, June 1st increase.
Hello.
So any other comments or questions? We're good. Consent agenda? Are we good with that? All right, consent agenda. 7, the admin 2018-53 downtown TIF budget amendment.
This is similar to the first budget amendment that we passed a couple weeks ago for the downtown TIF, just carrying over some costs from fiscal year 18, just carrying it over into fiscal year 19. In this particular circumstance, it has to do with the Michael Signs contract that was signed back last fiscal year for the downtown wayfinding signage program, just carrying over that cost that was initially budgeted in FY 18, $24,960, carrying it over into the FY 19 fiscal year budget.
I notice in the West Valley sidewalk, when do they propose to do our concrete on it?
I don't actually know when the contractor has scheduled it. We did authorize it, but I know Annie did it before she left.
I kind of forgot about it until I saw that. So, just curious.
Right. Yes.
Comments or questions on the budget amendment?
I don't like the color of the signs.
Well, we know you don't like the colors. Sorry.
Hold up. Leverage it.
Sorry. Don't we vote on the signs next week?
Yes.
There you go. Okay, so then any old business? Any additional business? It's 6:12, and we adjourn the meeting.
Thank you.
And we beat it by